So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf began the discussion of the following ruling of the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Hamapeles kimin dogim chagavim shkatzim v'rmasim. If a woman miscarries and delivers something resembling fish, locusts, or insects, she's not tamei tumas leida because it's not considered a fetus. However, hamapeles min behema chai v'oif. A woman delivers something resembling a type of an animal or fowl, she is tamei tumas leida because it is considered a fetus. And the Gemara cites several reasons why a fetus resembling an animal or bird is different from a fetus resembling other creatures. The pasuk uses the expression yitzira, creating for animals and birds, as it does for humans. As it says, v'yitza Hashem lekim min adama kol chayes hasada ve'esayif. And another pasuk says, v'yitza Hashem lekim hasadam ofer min adama. And so we expand the gzeirah shava of the words v'yitza. However, the Gemara asks that the pasuk regarding man also says, v'yivra lekim hasadam mitzalmai. And regarding fish, it also says, v'yivra lekim hasatanim hagadolim. And so we can expand the gzeirah shava of the words v'yivra for fish as well. The Gemara answers by elaborating on the laws governing Gzeirah Shavah, and it cites two versions of these laws. Kol Gzeirah Shavah she'in mufne kol ikar in lemeidin hamana. If the words are not superfluous on either side, they cannot be expounded as Gzeirah Shavah at all. Mufne mitzad echad. However, if the word is superfluous on one side, there's a machlekes. The Rabbi Shmuel lemeidin ve'imashivin. We expound it and cannot refute it. The Rabbanan lemeidin umashivin. We expound it, but it can be refuted. If the words are superfluous on both sides, everyone agrees that we expound it and cannot refute it. Accordingly, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shmuel, Heichadeka Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishneit Stadin, Shavkin Mufna Mitzad Echad, Vealfin Mufna Mishneit Stadin. Even according to Rabbi Shmuel that they're both Emeshivan, the Gzeir Shava, where both words are superfluous, is superior and takes precedence over Gzeir Shava, where only one word is superfluous. Therefore, the Yitzer Mufna Mishneit Stadin. The term Yitzir is superfluous in both places, while the term Bri is only superfluous regarding Adam. And Lahachi Afne Rachman Lebehema Mishneit Stadin, Kihecha Dulei Nigma Min Mufna Mitzarechet. We compare animals to people and we do not compare fish to people. Another version of these rules. Kol Gzeres Shavish in the Mufna Kol Iker, Lemeidin Meshivin. If the words that are not superfluous on either side, we can expound them as a Gzeres Shava, but we can also refute such a Gzeres Shava. Mufn mitzad echad, however, if the word is superfluous in only one of the sides, there is the following machlekes. Rabbi Shmuel lemeidin ve'imashivin, we expound it but cannot refute it. Rabbanan lemeidin ve'imashivin, we expound it and can refute it. Mufn b'shneid stadin, debe'akol lemeidin ve'imashivin. However, if the word is superfluous on both sides, Eben agrees that we expound it and cannot refute it. Accordingly, the Gemara explains the Rabbanan, hechad mishkachas la mufn mitzad echad, v'she'en mufn kol ikar. V'lav l'hayis l'percha, v'lav l'hayis l'percha. If we have two choices, one of which has one word that is superfluous, and by the other, neither word is superfluous, and we have no reasoning to refute any one of them, shavkinan she'en mufne kol ikar, v'germinim mufne mitzad echad. The gezeirah shavah with the superfluous word is superior and takes precedence. I think Mark explains how we could refute these gezeirah shavah. A person can become tummy while alive, but other types of creatures cannot become tummy while alive. The Gemara now cites several other explanations for Remeir's ruling that regarding Tumas Leida, a fetus resembling an animal or bird is compared to a human fetus, and a fetus resembling other creatures is not compared to a human fetus. Since animals are like humans in that their eyes are round, while those of fish are not. The Gemara challenges this explanation from a Mishnah. An animal whose eyes are round like that of a human is blemished. The Gemara answers, their pupils are round, while their eye socket is not ordinarily round, and therefore considered a blemish. Since animal eyes are in the front of their heads, while fish eyes are on the side of their heads. The Gemara asks, a bird's eyes are not in the front, and yet they are considered like humans. The Gemara answers, Bekiria v'kifufa. The Mishnah refers specifically to types of owls whose eyes are in the front. The Mishnah Daf Chafalf concluded, V'chacham aimrim kol she'ema mitzuris adam ein avla. Any fetus that does not have the usual human form but resembles any other creature is not considered a child. Remember, Rabbi said in the name of Rav, Hakol ma'idim gufay tiyash upon of adam adam, gufay adam upon of tiyash v'lav klum. Both agree that a fetus whose body resembles a goat but its face is human is a human child. And both agree that if the body is human, but the face resembles a goat, it's not a child. They only disagree regarding a fetus whose face is human, but it has one eye like an animal. Any human feature is enough to be considered a child. It must completely resemble a human. The Gemara cites a brayse in which they both use the opposite term. Remeir makol tsuras, any type of feature is enough to be considered a child. Chachamayim mitzuras, it needs at least a partial human profile to be considered human. However, it does not need to fully resemble a person. Rabbi responded, Itanya Tanya. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Mimra said, I follow the teaching of Rab, but you may certainly follow the Braisa. Gemara proceeds to decide and explain two different rulings of regarding partial human features. Rabbi Yochanan ruled Metzach, Vagivinayim, Vainayim, Vasalosis, Vagabis Hazakan. Achyu Kulam Keachim. The child must have a forehead, eyebrows, eyes, cheeks, and the chin resembling a person for the mother to be tamitamis later, because called Tsuras, it must have a full human profile. However, Rava ruled Metzach Vagabin Vain Valesis Vagabis Zakan Achyu Kulam Keachas. The child must have a forehead, an eyebrow, an eye, a cheek, and part of the chin resembling a person, i.e. a human profile on only one side of the face, for the mother to be tamas later. Because mitzuras, it only requires a partial human profile. Rava ruled, never ba'ayin achas or b'yerech achas, if a fetus only has one eye or one thigh, min hadzad imay tzimeya, be'emtza imay tara. If it's in a normal place, the mother is tame. But if it's in the middle of the body, it's not a human feature, and the mother is not tame. Another ruling from Rava, Veshtei Nakov Imei Tameya, Veshtei Atum Imei Tahira. If a fetus has a perforated esophagus, the mother is Tameh, because Terefa Chaya. Someone with such a defect can live for some time. But if it has a blocked esophagus, the mother is Tar, because it's as if it's missing this vital organ. A Braisa rules, Hamapelis Guf Atum in Imei Tameya Leida. If a woman delivers an incomplete body, she's not Tameh. And the Braisa elaborates, Veizehu Guf Atum, Rabbi Omer Kadishi Natal Menachai Biyamas. It's missing parts of the body that if removed from a live person, he would die. And the Gemara cites three opinions. Adhar kuva, it's missing the foot until the knee. Adla nekava, it's missing its legs completely. Admokam tibure, it's missing everything until the navel. This discussion continues in the next half.